When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
No.
This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents The Holders series, number 25. The Holder of Creation. In any city, in any country, go to any hospital and ask to visit the one who refers to himself as the Holder of Creation. The clerk will look into your eyes, horrified, before standing up. She, and only she, will lead you to the maternity ward and push you into a locked door, which you will glide through. Once inside the door, you will notice two more, one to the left and one to the right. You must choose the one in the direction to which you are more accustomed, hoping all the while that fate has correctly guided your hand. Touch the door handle. If light peeks from under the doorway, you must enter. If it doesn't, you must run into the other room as fast as you can. Sleep where you drop, and do not trust anyone. Do not enter the sunlight. Seek shadows and pray to whatever god you wish that you pass unnoticed. If the light is emitted from beneath the door, or if by some miracle you evade capture after your error and return to choose once more, enter cautiously. The room seems to stretch into eternity. Make no attempt to comprehend its size or shape, as many men greater than you have been driven mad at the thought. Strewn across the entirety of this room are the bodies of the stillborn and the fetuses of the unborn. Those capable of sound will seem to pierce the very fabric of your consciousness with cries, which appear to be both audible and a figment of your imagination. On the horizon will be a mother, little more than a child herself, clutching a baby wrapped in a tattered blanket to her teat. Closer examination of the sucking infant will leave you pondering its true age. Its expression seems weathered and careworn, an eternal, knowing glance, assuring you that its eyes have forgotten more than most will ever see. Approach the mother calmly. Should you startle her and interrupt the feeding, your only hope is to whisper, I wish not to disturb you, nor your beautiful son. If you have appeased her, position yourself so as to gaze directly into the child's eyes. Once there, you must not break eye contact for fear of upsetting the infant and bringing about your own doom. You may ask him one question, and one question only. For what have we been created? The baby will move and wrap its tattered cloth around you, binding you and rending you limb from limb. Yet you must not react to the pain or risk never returning to your original form. If you can overcome the agony, he will stare into your eyes and you will see the beginning of the cosmos. All things that have been since the creation of existence will unfold before your eyes. The truth of the origin of the seekers will be brought to life. And if you're not driven insane by this truth, you will feel the warmth of this knowledge glowing inside you. This heat will grow until the pain of the burn outweighs that of your torn flesh 1,000-fold. You will feel your body melt away, burning into nothing save ash. At the peak of your anguish, if you have managed to remain stoic, you will blink the eyelids which you no longer have, opening them to find you have returned outside, exactly one day before the incident. In your hands you will find a tattered manuscript, the text of which seems to predate existence. This object is 25 of 538. Number 26. The Holder of Love. In any city, in any country, go to any hospital and ask to visit the Holder of Love, and prepare yourself to be destroyed completely and utterly. None have returned from their quest for this object, or if they have, they are no longer truly living. They are husks, gone from their bodies completely and utterly, leaving mad messages strewn across the walls of their new home, their ruined bodies sickening to behold. The things that I call survivors no longer have the will to live, and yet no longer have the strength enough to end their lives. They have descended to a place of nightmares and horror, a place of hate and despair, a place where their desires become torments and their despair becomes home. This place is filled with denizens more horrid and unimaginable than the objects themselves, beasts and monstrosities beyond words, which will rend you apart in 1,000 ways before they end your life. This is the place this holder calls home. The worst holder. The worst in all of the hells. They have set forth on a path of an object, a dark protection, both divine and demonic. It may steal you from the horrors of your quest, and you may believe it spells your salvation. But know what I know. That you are damned if you seek this, damned beyond any of the holders you have heard of or shall hear of. But if you believe you can strive forward and defeat the trials and horrors this fell guardian has to offer, then I hope you finally taste the rewards of your quest. For you are greater than the greatest, and a god among the insects of holders. The dark protection is the 26th object. Number 27. The Holder of Sleep. In any city, in any country, go to any hospital at night and ask the head nurse to see the Holder of Sleep. She will ignore you and say she has work to do. Ask twice more without stammering, and she will sigh as if weary. She will ask you if you are sure. If you answer no, you will wake up the next day fully rested and free of all chains. If you answer yes, she will guide you to an empty room and tell you to sleep. When you awaken, you will be on a stone table at the beginning of a hallway. As you walk down the hall, you will begin to feel drowsy. You must resist sleep here, for you will sleep eternally. If you make it to the end of this hallway, you will find a door. Open this to find the holder of sleep. You will see a wizened old man sleeping peacefully. Tread lightly, for he does not like to be disturbed. Do not look under his bed, for there lies death, and it will pull you under to be tormented forever. Walk quietly up to his bed and whisper in his ear, "Why do they never rest?" Until he wakes up and tells you the story of how they chained their slumber onto him. Then he will invite you to sit with him. Do so, else he will chain their slumber onto you, and you will never truly be awake again. After sitting with him, he will pull a small crystal with inner light from his nightgown. He will then push it deep into your chest. If you can ignore the pain, he will fall back into his slumber. If you cry out, you shall replace him in his tortured slumber. Return to the stone table and sleep again. You will find yourself outside of the hospital after waking up. The crystal is object 27 of 538. You no longer need sleep. Pray your nightmares do not follow you out. Number 28. The Holder of Clarity. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit someone who calls himself the Holder of Clarity. The worker will begin to chatter on about their life, making inside jokes and references which only they understand. All the while, they will walk in a weaving motion to the recreational area of the building. They will slide open a hatch beneath a table and suddenly fall silent with a grim look upon their face. You will look down into the hole, and you will see a vast number of lights flashing on and off, and you will feel berated and confused, but you must go in. The hall seems to have no start and no end, the lights flashing sporadically, and you will find that tiny flying objects flit in front of you, in your eyes and nose and mouth. The air will fill with a horrible, all-consuming buzzing noise that does not allow you to hear even your own screams. You must only walk on, and if for any reason the objects stop moving or the lights hold their glow, you must yell out,
"They shall not know I am here, as I have covered my tracks."
If the calm stays, you are too late, as it has already begun. If the horrible bewilderment returns, you must forge on. In your wanderings, you will meet a door. You can feel its handle and allow yourself in. The room will be eternal, only the floor holding your mind intact. There will be a man whose entire form is run through with long nails and stakes, every inch of his body secured. His mouth is held open, pins forcing his lips up to his face, a stake buried in the back of his gaping mouth. His tongue will writhe and flop at your arrival, his eyes searching over you in a panicked state. He will respond to only one question. "Why do they take form?" His eyes will affix you, and his tongue will hold still. In a gargling, horrible speech, He will recite to you the creation of every object and the purpose of each. The description will force you to vomit upon every sentence, and the tale leaves most mad. You will find a rusty and worn fillet knife in your hand. You must remove his writhing tongue with his pathetic and gurgling screams echoing through your soul. He will seem pathetic, and you will want to help him, but do not, or you will replace him. His tongue is object 28 of 538. Number 29. The Holder of Frost. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit someone who calls herself the Holder of Frost. If the worker shivers unnaturally, you will be led to a hallway that shouldn't exist where it does. The worker will wave you down the hall, and once your back is turned, will shake his head and mutter, "The poor fool." The hallway will get colder as you proceed, but do not make any attempt to warm yourself. If you do, heaven help what will become of you. If at any time the cold ceases and the hallway becomes warm, you must cease walking quickly and shout,
"Stop! This is not the answer!"
If the warmth persists, run. Run as fast as you can for the exit. If you do not make it, then the fires of hell shall consume you. If you do make it, do not stop running. Flee the asylum, the city, the country, for the hellhounds have your scent, and they do not rest. If the cold returns, proceed down the hallway until you come to a door made of solid ice, and knock 3 times. If a soft, womanly voice beckons you to enter, open the door. If a gruff male voice tells you to leave, pray for a quick demise. Inside of the door, you will find a room made of ice, with frozen stalagmites and stalactites, giving it the appearance of a massive maw. In the center of the room will be a veiled, ivory-skinned woman. Do not look at the woman directly, and say only one thing.
"What caused their hibernation?"
She will tell you her story, a story of destruction and devastation, war and famine, life and death, and of a deep slumber. This story will chill you to the base of your existence, but do not ever look directly at the woman. If you do, your soul will be frozen for all eternity. When she is done, she will remove her veil, but you must not gaze upon her. Her beauty would shatter your mind. If you keep your eyes away from her, she will cup her hands over yours and whisper into your ear,
"The ice age is over. What will you do?"
The world will explode in white, and when it subsides, you will be outside of the institution. In your hands will be a large crystal snowflake. That snowflake is object 29 of 538. The ice age is over. They are starting to thaw. Number 30. The Holder of the Flame. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit someone who calls himself the Holder of the Flame. The worker will stare impassively at you for minutes before pointing, silently, to a door behind you. The door was not there, and anyone else around you will not notice it. Approach the door and close your eyes before grasping the knocker. You need knock only once, If the metal suddenly cools in your hand, run. Run far away and keep running. Only hope that you have escaped, for the alternative is a horror only the souls in hell can comprehend. If the knocker grows warm, hold on to it tightly, even when it begins to sear into your hand. Eventually, the pain will stop. Once this has happened, open your eyes. You will be in a small garden, illuminated by the light of a full moon, and surrounded by ivory-covered stone walls. To your left will be a pond. Do not look directly into the water, lest the multitude of terrors lurking within capture and drown you again and again for the rest of eternity. To your right will be a funeral pyre, not yet lit, sickly dark with a flammable fluid. Take exactly 5 steps towards the pyre. Do not ask why. You will find the corpse of a castrated male child, his arms folded over a vial of quicksilver. Say nothing but the question, what caused their immolation? The corpse will not move, but the pyre will ignite of its own free will, as will the bushes and grass and trees and flowers all around it. The flames will shift colors, from the normal colors of fire to the red of freshly spilled blood, to the green of infection and disease. The plants will shriek in agony as the walls surrounding the garden are consumed. The pond will dry out, the water itself burned with a blistering heat, as the souls of the damned rise upward in the steam, howling their litany of curses upon you. As the first curse reaches your ears, you must summon your courage and begin to laugh. Loudly, spitefully, arrogantly, but not softly. If the curses become more vehement, you are safe. If they stop, they throw yourself on the pyre to escape a fate far worse. In the midst of the tempest, the corpse will calmly sit upright, consumed entirely in flames, and will proffer the vial. You must continue to laugh and cross your arms. You must not accept this gift now. The corpse will open its mouth, and if you are lucky, what you will see in its depths will not leave you laughing in madness for the rest of your mortal life. The vial will drop, shatter, and spill its contents upon the blackened remains of the grass as the flames die down. Everything will be silent. At your feet will be a new flower, its stem hard and spiny, its petals painted with the colors of hellfire and damnation. Pick it, and you will find yourself away from the garden and back in front of the door. This flower is Object 30 of 538. It will burn itself deep into your soul and ignite the fires of madness.
For more information on this podcast, including how to submit your own story for consideration, please visit creepypod.com. You can also follow us at CreepyPod on social media and YouTube. All stories told on this podcast are done so through Creative Commons Share-alike licensing or with written consent from the authors. No portion of this podcast may be rebroadcast or otherwise distributed without the express written consent of the Creepy Podcast production team and the story's author.